The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah 50 verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.H. Isaki. Bishop E.H. Isaki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as a resident bishop of the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.H. Isaki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Testimony campaign. Somebody say testimony campaign. I cannot hear you say testimony campaign. Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 and 11. Please let's do it very quick. Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. So strength, the accuser of the brethren, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. Your testimony will bring strength, power, salvation to yourself and the church of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we are blessed with three testimonies. The Lord is doing mighty things. Yes, it's a good place to clap. It's a good place. The first person is our sister by name Susan Adibo. Can you please help me welcome Susan, our sisters? Susan is going to be very brief and powerful. Very, very brief and powerful. Please encourage her, clap for her.
Hallelujah. It all started out in 1994. I was staying with my grandmom when I was supposed to go and stay with someone because she has to travel. So I went. So I and my cousin, we have to go and stay with my cousin's mom. She normally wore beans and salt. So one day when we were taking the beans to the roadside, the lady who is supposed to carry my cousin down wasn't there. So I was supposed to carry her down. And the whole beans poured on me, right from my head. So I became temporarily blind for about 3 weeks. We're taken to the hospital for medical treatment. But after that, they have to take me to the shrine for a thanksgiving. And I was really forced to do that. So I was struggling with deliverance here and then. I was dedicated to the shrine that as time goes, I will come and do what? I'll come and serve there. So I was really battling with that in terms of deliverance here and there. So last week, Friday, the last day, we had a prayer ministry meeting here. Pastor Isaac made mention of someone that you have a long-awaited burden on you. I see the Lord also doing what? Lifting it up. And by then, too, I spoke with my son, Pastor Matthew, for deliverance. He said, okay, then you'll be praying with me as time goes on. They'll organize a deliverance for me. But when Pastor Isaac made mention of that, last week, Saturday, when we were having the program.
Wait. What were you experiencing that made you think you need deliverance?
What I was experiencing is I normally feel cobwebs around me. Anytime I feel the cobwebs around me, I hear the voice telling me that you are being stubborn. You are supposed to serve here, not in church. You are not supposed to be in church. So why are you being stubborn? But Eja, me too, I'm not ready to go and serve in a shrine. To go and be in a shrine, no, I'm not ready for that. So most often I do feel the cobwebs all over me. When it happens like that, I get confused. Everything I'm doing, I do mess up everything. But on Saturday, when Uncle Ato was leading, When it got to this song, I have no other God but you. Whilst he was singing that song, I heard a voice telling me that you are saved, you have been set free, you have been delivered. And since up to now, I've never felt such a thing again.
Wow! Let's give it up for our Jesus! So you are supposed to serve at the shrine, you are being stubborn. But in the presence of the house of the Lord, she had her deliverance and she believes she's set free. And she says, please clap for her. My dear, you are set free. God bless you. Amen. The next person we have is our Reverend Minister here, Reverend Louis Josiah. Please clap for him. Hallelujah. Wow. You are wondering what testimony I have to give. I have plenty testimonies. I can give a testimony every week. Amen. But today, I believe I can encourage every one of us in the Lord to listen to our pastor and to serve in the house. Amen.
Amen.
And God has blessed me so much. But I believe that one of the key ways God has blessed me is the pastor that he has given me in Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Hallelujah. I met him personally when my wife took me to him as her pastor. This was about over 20 years ago. Because this year we'll be celebrating 20 years of marriage. And so I knew him and he started marriage counseling for us to get married. He handed us over to his wife, who finished the counseling for us. He ordained or blessed our marriage. Amen. And I have been in the church for all these years. But when I look at my life, you may see me. All that you see me doing is trying to serve God. And anything that you see me do is what Bishop Saki has asked me to do. Hallelujah. Because on my own, I will not even come to church. If you leave me alone, I will not be in church. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. When I was supposed to be ordained as a reverend, I went to Bishop Saki and told Bishop Saki that, Bishop, I don't know whether he remembers. Please, I don't want to be a reverend minister. So I am not going to do this reverend minister thing. He sacked me from his office. He said I should go out. I waited a few days and then went to him again. He would not even mind me. So I really didn't know what to do. I just flowed and went to become a reverend minister. Hallelujah. But on the day, a scripture came to me, I believe like the way the prophets heard the voice, which was John chapter 15, verse 16. It says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. Hallelujah. And so I just want to encourage every one of us here that I believe we are all not the same. Maybe for some of you, naturally, serving God and doing things in the house of God comes to you naturally and is very, very easy. But for me, it is not the case. And my pastor has been on my case and all the time is on my case. Pastor Luis, come to church early. Where are you? Are you not coming? Come. Up to today, up to yesterday.
Tears are dropping.
Up to yesterday.
He's not normally emotional, but it means something is doing something.
Hallelujah. So, I believe that I'm just like anybody else in church. And if only we will just decide that we will be around, flow, and obey what the pastor says, you can become something and you can become useful for God. Amen.
just to give you something physical so that you can also have a motivation, if that's what motivates you. One day I was working with Bishop Saki and he told me that, Pastor Louis, you have to build a house, or you have to get a house. I said, yes, Bishop. So from that day, I decided to look for a house to buy. I didn't have money, but I decided that it is time to buy a house. And I told myself that I don't want a house that there's dust in front of the house. So my house, there has to be road all the way to the house. That is bad. So I started looking. I went on the internet and I found a house. I called a person. Person gave me some big sum. I talked to my wife that I've seen a house. I think we should get it. It is the house I'm staying in today. Amen. Even when I almost finished the house, I was not moving into the house. The same Bishop Saki said, Pastor Louis, you have to move into the house. You are moving into the house. Let's move into the house. And then I decided to move into the house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give a hand for my pastor.
As he said, he has a lot of testimonies. But because of time. As you see, he's a very prosperous young man. As you see him, you shall serve and he shall bless. He has a good shepherd. He's traveled all over from Cyprus to Israel just because he has a good pastor who is encouraging him to serve. You shall serve and he shall bless you. Amen. I believe we should give a clap offering unto Jesus for the pastor that we have and the church that we have. Amen. Last but not the least, I want you to help me welcome Lady Pastor Beatrice Fosu, popularly known as Auntie B.
Hallelujah. I have a shop at Opera, but for a month now, I've not been able to go to the shop. And last week, I was there when the cashier, the main person who look after the money, called me around 1 a.m. Mama, person born by my baby, and I prayed for her. The next morning, she called me. Mama, you born by mommy, who told me to make a shop. I said, okay. But me pour the person about her. I said, no problem. I was there around 4 o'clock. She called me. Mama, me person me confessing baby chill. Mama, my father is sicker. Mama, me real sicker. The bell was now to me and sending me, but mama, me who she see me. It's person me confess it. Mama found me bonnet chemi. Eradi my boniatia woo, eradi my sa. Era also Befi, just come to the house. And after she confessed, she started going to Opera. Mum pami mammy chomamio may be sicker. Mum pami mammy chomamio. It was like and then her cosu. So she has stolen the woman's money. And I'm confused. I cannot sleep. When she came into the house, oh, and the mum she. For mama from Bonichemi, me who she shimmy, me who she shimmy. I said, don't worry. So at the point, I thought it's a fever or something like that. So I asked Sophia to sleep with her. The whole night she couldn't sleep. The next morning, I called the family to come and take her. Just last week, I sent my in-law to go to the shop. There's another lady there. Kwesi was there when the lady was also trying to remove her shirt. Me who she shimmy, me who she shimmy, me who she shimmy. At the shop. So when the other woman called me, Mama, Lizzie Zusu the Ebo Damwahano. I said, what is happening? And I'm sure the Holy Ghost, even though I wasn't at the shop, the Holy Ghost has taken full charge, full control, and slapping those who are stealing my money.
Mercy.
Oh, Bishop, God bless you. You are praying for us to have our miracle, and the miracle has just started. God bless you.
Wow! Let's give it up for Jesus, the man of spiritual emphasis and miracle. You are stealing your boss money. The Holy Ghost fire, it will burn you. It will burn you. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the freshest, the most anointed, the fresh priest to bless us with a ministration. Amen.
Thank you. my arm the rest.
This is my body that is broken for you. And also Bible says he took the cup and after he supped said, this is the new testament in my blood. Drink it, eat all of it. And as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye remember me until I come. One day we are going to have a meal with the Lord in heaven. One day we shall sit with Jesus. Amen. One day we will, the trumpet of the Lord shall sound. We shall be caught up to be with the Lord in glory. But once we are here, Christ left us his body and his blood, the holy sacrament that we can eat to receive strength. We can drink to receive forgiveness. That as we eat this bread and drink this wine, strength will come into our lives. That energy will come into our lives. Just as the Lord spoke to Elijah and he said, rise up and eat, for the journey will be long. I pray that as you eat this bread and drink this cup, this meal will take you through the rest of the month. Can I have an amen? This meal you are eating in this service today will give you strength and make you an overcomer over every wickedness and every plan of the enemy. I pray that as you drink this blood, it will be a covering over your life. That when the enemy rises, the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel spoke vengeance, but the blood of Jesus speaks forgiveness. The blood of Abel said, my brother Cain has shed my blood, he needs to be avenged. But the Bible says the blood of Jesus speaks better things, because we have a better covenant. I pray that as we eat this bread and we drink this cup, we shall receive miracles, we shall receive healings, we shall receive forgiveness. Doors will be opened in our lives. The blood will speak on your behalf. Blood has a voice. Blood has a voice. Blood has a voice. May the blood speak on your behalf in the name of Jesus. I pray for every one of us here that today at this service and as you walk out of here, we will experience his divine power, his divine presence, and his body and his blood will perform a definite miracle in our lives. We bless the bread and we bless the wine this morning in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. All right, please take the bread and the wine. Pick a piece of bread and a glass of wine. Hold it in your hands. And we will get going to give instructions of them. The blood.
Brothers, sisters, we are one. And our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young. And we'll live forever. Sons of God, in His holy word.
So they can bring the bread to you. They bring the body, yes, all over there and also up there where the technical team is. Right. Okay. All right. Let's do it quickly so we can share briefly. Okay, lift up the body. Lift it up high.
Blood that Jesus shed for me.
It's the cup of blessing. I don't know which cup you have held this year, but today you're holding a cup of blessing. You're holding a cup of blessing. As you drink this wine, may you be blessed. May there come a blessing on your life, a blessing that is tangible, a blessing that is real, a blessing that is undeniable. In the name of Jesus, as you drink this cup that is in your hands, I declare that in the place of every curse, there shall come a blessing. In the place of failure, there shall come victory. In the place of shame, there shall come glory. In the place of humiliation, there shall come the favor of God. As you drink this cup, I call you a blessed person. You are a blessed lady. You are a blessed man. Where you sleep is blessed. The chair you sit on is blessed. The food you eat is blessed. The water you drink is blessed. Your home is blessed. Your marriage is blessed. Your children are blessed. Your husband is blessed. Your wife is blessed. Your business is blessed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, let this blessing be real. Let this blessing be real. Somebody due for an interview. You are going in blessed and you are coming out blessed. Somebody is going to travel. You are going to go blessed. You shall return blessed. Any accident, we curse in the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the cup of blessing. We drink it to your glory and for your honor. Shall we drink it together? Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. Right. Well, it's a blessing to be here, isn't it? How many of you feel blessed already in the service? Can you feel the blessing? Anna, can you feel the blessing? Wonderful. Wow. What a blessing it is to serve the Lord. And what a privilege it is to be here.
Right.
Let me share with you something spiritual. Say, preach, Bishop. Right. Acts chapter 1, from verse number 5. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. What does it mean to be baptized? Am I right? You are being immersed in something, going down, fully covered. When you are baptized, you are fully gone into the water. Amen? So, to be baptized means to be immersed in the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, not many days. Jesus said, but ye shall be baptized in the Holy Ghost not many days hence. He had died. He had come to live. He had been crucified. He had been betrayed, crucified, died, and been buried and rose again. And now Jesus is about to go. And disciples were asking, Lord, is it this time that you are going to restore to us the kingdom of Israel? Are you now going to be the president of Israel?
Peter was hoping that he'll be minister of Greek or minister of foreign affairs. And all of them were waiting. Is this going to be this time? And Jesus said, for that time, it's not for you to know the times and the seasons. That must not be your concern. That must be your concern. But he said, but you shall receive. Look at verse 8. Verse 8. Can we all read verse 8 together loud and clear? But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea, in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Say amen. Amen. This was Jesus about to leave. He was about to just check out. And he said, you shall receive power. I see power coming into your life in the name of Jesus. Yes, you receive it. You receive it. It shall be manifested in your life. It shall see power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. And so, Jesus has promised that the Holy Spirit. In fact, he has said earlier on, before he died, that it is expedient, it is proper that I go. Because if I do not go, the Holy Spirit will not come. So let me go. And the disciples were sad that he was going to go. But he said, when he comes, he will comfort you. He will counsel you. He will instruct you. He will direct you. You know that it's better for Jesus to have left and Holy Ghost to be here? You know it's better? Far better. Because if Jesus was here right now, he may be in Israel and you will be here. How much, when will you get money to save and go and see Jesus? You cannot. So he said it is expedient, better. But now that he's gone, the Holy Spirit, who is God, is in Jerusalem, is also here in Botiano. Isn't it better for us all to experience God where we are? Much, much better. Amen. So it's important. It's important that the Holy Ghost comes and we can receive, because you see, as Reverend Louise was sharing, it's not only Reverend Louise. All of us have a natural tendency not to flow with God. It's a natural thing. I was surprised he was crying, because someone who doesn't cry easily. I was very surprised that he can cry. What a shock. No, it's true. All of us, many of you sitting in church, you are very tired. Some of you from the football that you played yesterday. You are very tired. You woke up not feeling like coming to church. But some of you came because a shepherd will worry you if you don't come. You see, that's a natural tendency. You must understand that we have three components: spirit, soul, and body. Man is a spirit. He has a soul. And it lives in a body. Say, I am a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. Say it one more time. I'm a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. Amen. So, your body is not you. Your body is your house. How can you call your house you? You live in the house, but you are not the house. Do you understand? These eyes are the gates that your spirit is looking out through. But you are a spirit. You are not, you see, a human being is not the same as a goat. Do I look like a goat? Yeah. What a shock. Yeah. You're not a goat. A goat does not have a spirit. But a human being has a spirit. Remember, it's a spirit. That is why Bible just talked about the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Bible says that, and when the rich man died, the only rich man, that he was buried. He was buried. But in hell, he lifted up his eyes. I thought his eyes were buried at Awudome Cemetery. That rich man who died, I thought we all went to this to funeral. We saw how they carried him and put him right in the grave in Awudome. His eyes, his hands, everything. But in hell, he lifted up his eyes. So when you die, you still have eyes. Amen. And he said, please send Lazarus to get some water and come and cool my tongue. How can a dead man whose tongue was buried at Woodome still have the tongue? So when you die, you have left one house. Do you understand? You have just changed accommodation. Paul said, to be absent in this body is to be present with the Lord. The day your spirit leaves your body, that's when people say you are dead. But you have left accommodation to another accommodation. Shout amen, somebody. Do you understand what I'm saying? Eternity is real. Your spirit does not die. It either goes to heaven or goes to hell. But you go to heaven in Jesus' name. Because you are serving God. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Amen. So now let's look at, the scripture is there. Look at the scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Now, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved. Amen. Be preserved. Your whole what? Your whole what? And your whole soul. One more time. One more time. One more time. So if you get up and then you wear your lipstick, if you get up and then you eat banku and tilapia before you came to church this morning, like you have eaten heavily. It's not a wrong thing to eat in the morning, but you are feeding your body, which is not wrong. But your spirit must also be fed. Say amen. The real you is your spirit. Anyway, let's get to what I'm talking about this morning. So Jesus has said that not many days after, you are going to be baptized, immersed in the Holy Spirit. And with these words, Jesus ascended to glory. And now in chapter 2, Jesus has said, go and wait for the Holy Ghost. So they went up there in the upper room, waiting. How does the Holy Spirit look like? How will I see if the Holy Spirit comes? So the Bible says in Acts chapter 2 from verse number 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. May the Holy God fill our church in Jesus' name. Now, in the next verse, and there appeared unto them a cloven tongues as of fire, and settled upon each one of them. Verse number 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Speaking in tongues is biblical. You should have shouted amen. Are you still here? No, I'm telling everybody here. Bible is making us to see. Jesus has already said that in my name, you shall cast out devils. You shall heal the sick. You shall tread upon scorpions and serpents. You shall speak in new tongues. But then he told them, this speaking in tongues and all these things will be manifested when the Holy Ghost comes. Bless God, the Holy Ghost came. I said, bless God, the Holy Ghost came. And he's still here. Since the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost is still here. He's filling everybody that is ready to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. May he fill your life in Jesus' name. Disciples began to speak in tongues. There was rushing wind. There were tongues to fall on their heads. And then they began to speak in other tongues. Later on, it became one of the hallmarks of the church. Bible says that in Acts chapter 4, they met again. And when they gathered again, after they had been threatened, after they had been scared and all that, they met and they prayed. And the Bible says that when they prayed, the place where they were shook. And then they were filled with the Holy Ghost again. So everybody can be filled over and over and over again. Just like you don't buy credits only once. You buy the phone and you buy the SIM card. But the credits, you keep topping it up. Topping it up. Topping all the time. Am I right? Now, I'm telling you that if you don't top up your credits, you will not be able, you'll be talking now, you call your beloved. Hey, I miss you. And it goes off. And then you can see that you can't call anymore. And she also doesn't have credits. So the two of you will be there. So you need to top up. So if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you can be filled again. May He fill your life again. Come on, shout amen, somebody. How many of you are here with me today? By the evidence of the presence and the fullness of the Holy Spirit is the speaking in they spoke in tongues. You know, in Acts chapter 10, Peter and the disciples, Peter and a few of his guys had gone for a visit, and then God told them, go and visit Cornelius. Go to Cornelius' house. And so Peter set off. He went to Cornelius' house, and now he began to teach. He began to preach. Now you're telling them how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, who went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And he kept on explaining and preaching like I'm preaching. He was teaching them, talking to them, and Cornelius was sitting down. Cornelius was a Gentile. He was not a Jew. And his family and all the people who were with him were not Jews. So the Jews thought they were the better people. So the Holy Spirit was only for the Jews. But Cornelius and his family, they were Gentiles. Just that Cornelius was a religious man. He used to serve God. And so God said, go and bring Peter. So Peter came. And as Peter was speaking, he was speaking to them. He was speaking. He was speaking. Bible says, then verse 44, look at verse 44. The Bible says that, Acts chapter 10, verse 24, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them. Say amen. Amen. They fell on them that heard the word. As you hear the word, then the Holy Ghost fall upon you. It's those who heard. Those who heard are those who received. May your ears be open to hear the word of God. Shout amen. Push it and say, hear. Hear the word. Hear the word. Hear the word. Hear the word. My God. My God. The Holy Ghost is still here. The Holy Ghost is present. Let me tell you something. Without the presence of the Holy Spirit, the church becomes like a school. We pastors become like lecturers. I'm not a lecturer. I'm a preacher of the word of God. Amen. This is the word I speak. They are spirit and they are life. I'm not teaching on religion. I'm not a social studies teacher. I'm not a lecturer in religions. I'm a preacher of the word. And I'm carrying the Spirit of God. And as I preach, may the Spirit of God fall upon you in Jesus' name. May He transform your life. May you receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Come on, shout amen. The word of God carries power. Somebody shout power. I didn't hear you shout power. I've been to school. I've sat in class. I've been taught by big case teachers, Bible knowledge teachers. I've been taught by religious knowledge. I've learned religion. But the difference between a lecturer in religions and a preacher of the word of God. Yeah. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Are you here? Was Peter speak? In the process of speaking, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard. Who heard? Wow. And verse 45. And they of the circumcision, that is the righteous guys who had come with Peter, which believed were astonished. They were surprised. As many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gifts. There's a gift for somebody here. There's a gift called the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that they were surprised. Your friends will be surprised when they look at you. They'll say, hey, look at what is happening. They were shocked when they saw the manifestation of the Holy Spirit on the Gentiles. Because the people thought that only Jews were qualified to receive the Holy Spirit. But God decided that I'm also going to stretch my anointing and touch every single person who believes in Jesus. Everybody is qualified to receive the Holy Spirit. Come on, lift your hand and say, I'm qualified. But if you're born again, you are qualified. You are qualified. You are qualified. Am I talking to you here? And when the Holy Ghost comes into you, power will come into you. Devils will be afraid of you. Demons will bow to you. You walk in the power of the Spirit. Shout yes. I'm preaching. Hallelujah. Because the Gentiles also was poured unto them the gift of the Holy Ghost. God has a gift for you. I said God has a gift for everybody here. Look at it. The next verse. Four. Someone say four. Four is the same as because. Am I right? Because if I'm saying that they were surprised that the gift of the Holy Ghost had been poured on the Gentiles because they heard them speaking with tongues and magnifying God. My Jesus. They heard them speaking in tongues and magnifying God. What a word. May you receive the Holy Spirit in your life. May He fill you today. May He change you today. May He baptize you today. If you're baptized already, may He top up today in the name of Jesus. They heard them. They heard them. I need to tell every single person who can hear me today, whether right in this church or on the radio, on the podcast, if you can hear me, if you are born again, you are qualified to receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Amen. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Now, let's go to Acts chapter 19. Thank you, Jesus. And it came to pass that whilst Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain what? Who is a disciple? A follower. In the Bible, a follower of Jesus is a disciple. So he found certain disciples. And then verse 2, and he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? What it means, George, is that you can believe without receiving the Holy Ghost. Because he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? So you must be a believer, but you also need to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And they said unto him, we have not so much heard about whether there's any Holy Spirit. We don't know about any Holy Spirit. We just gave our life to Christ. That's all. Followed John and others on. And then read on the Bible says that Paul spoke to them, taught them, and so on. And verse 6. We're ending with verse 6. He said, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, thank you, Jesus, the Holy Ghost came on them. And they speak with tongues and prophesy. Why don't you clap your hands to the Lord? Today, this morning, all I'm doing is to challenge you and to tell you that your spiritual life is moving to another level in the name of Jesus. if you don't have the evidence today, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. If you have the Holy Ghost already today, there will be a top up of the anointing on your life. No devil shall be able to stand before you. No demon shall frighten you again. You are walking out of here with power. Somebody shout power. What a word. Are you still here? Push at him and say, get ready for power. Get ready for power. Tell him, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready for power. Yakato shakabahataya. Zubrandi fatongiri bahakati. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Some of you started speaking in tongues some years ago. Your tongues have been at the same level. But you are moving to graduate. You are going to graduate in tongues. You are going to move to master level. You are going to move to professorial level. You are going to move higher in the spiritual experience. You are not staying at the same place. You see, when a child learns how to speak, they say, ba, ba, come, come, go, come, mama, dada, mama, dada, mama, dada, mama, dada, mama, dada, mama, dada, mama. But as the child grows, he begins to say other words. So when he starts speaking in tongues, you are like a child who is learning how to speak. Am I with you? Baba, baba, kabala, baba, 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 baba. But as you keep on, you move to other areas. Karo bakanduroboshi, rakabota kavali botada, rakindo kazib rakuva. You move to a higher. May you move to a higher level in your spirituality. I say you are moving to another level. You are moving to another level. Next week, I'm going to show you the benefits. 20 benefits of praying in the spirit, of praying in tongues. Am I talking to anybody here? Everybody who comes to this church, this is a charismatic church. Hey, I'm preaching. The Holy Spirit is here. He wants to fill you. He wants to baptize you. He wants you to be a spiritual person. The enemy has cheated you for too long. Too long of being cheated. Too long of being booted around. But now you are becoming a spiritual giant. You are becoming a spiritual giant. God is taking over. Holy Ghost is taking over. Are you here today? Are you here today? We are going to spend 5 minutes to pray this morning. Now, I want everybody to know that if you are giving your life to Christ, you are qualified to receive the Holy Spirit. Now, if you speak in tongues already, I pray that today, your language will even move higher. Your spiritual will move higher in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand to your feet. Korodoboshki bahatosi. Get lift your two hands to the Lord. We are going to pray shortly. Shortly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your. Now listen, close your eyes with me. Everybody, close your eyes with me. Before we pray, I want, as every head is bowed, every eye closed, maybe you are invited to come to church today. Or maybe you've been coming for some time, but you are not sure you are born again. You are not sure will you go to heaven or hell when you die. Today, the Sunday morning, when they say, Bishop, I know I'm a sinner. Paul asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Today, you can ask Jesus to come into your heart. Make him the Lord of your life. And that will be the beginning of a whole story for your life. So as every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you're here today, you want to give your life to Jesus, want to say, Bishop, I know I'm a sinner, but I believe Jesus died for me. Today, I want Jesus to come into my heart. If you are here this morning and you really want to give your life to Jesus, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand. Let me see your hand up high. God bless you. Lift it up higher than your head. I see so many hands. Let it go high, high. Today is a special day for you. It's a very special day that you need God to come into your life and save you and wash your sins away. Lift your right hand up high if you want to give your life to Jesus. Father, thank you for every hand that is lifted today. I pray that you save, you deliver, you touch lives, make them brand new people. If your hand is lifted up, I need for you to walk from where you are and come to me in the front here. Just come.
Happy day.
Happy day. Join us as you pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, this Sunday morning, I come to you just as I am. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Wash away my sins. Make me your own child. Dear Lord Jesus, I've sinned against you. But I believe today my sins are washed away in your blood. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I promise to serve you. I promise to walk with you. I promise to trust in you the rest of my life. Today, I am born again. Today, I am a child of God. I will serve Jesus the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, thank you so much for these wonderful people. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for every single one of them. This afternoon, I pray that they will know you and serve you, trust you, walk with you the rest of their lives. Thank you. May they be established in you, in your kingdom and in your church. And let their life be blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wow. I believe you have been blessed by the word of God today. I believe God has spoken to you and you have learned wonderful lessons for your life today. If you want to reach me, you can always call these numbers 0234-799-111. Again, 0234-799-111. Or you can also call 0279-747-173. That number again is 0279-747-173. If you call and the numbers are busy, please keep calling. Or you can also send a text to these numbers. You can also send me a message on Facebook, Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Or if you want to send a mail, you can also send it to bishopsaki@gmail.com. On Sundays, you can find me at the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. The Kadesh is located on the Broadcasting Road on the way to Kaswa. You don't get to the Kaswa toll. It is towards the left. You ask anybody, where is the Broadcasting Road? Now, if you come up a little bit, you're going to find a beautiful tent, a huge tent. That is where the Kadesh is. Make the time and visit us at the Kadesh Lara's Chapel International, the tent on fire. I tell you, we're having exciting and amazing times in the presence of the Lord. You will be so happy, so blessed, and so inspired. I'll be there to meet you on Sundays, 8:30 in the morning till evening,
I'm there all the time. I love you and keep listening, and we'll see you at the Kadesh, the Tent of Fire. God bless you.